Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys? It is Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., the, for I believe now, 4 weeks running start time of SCW Radio. For anyone out there who is still wondering, yes, we have moved from our normal time of Wednesdays at 6 p.m. This is the permanent air time now for SCW Radio. Saturday's 3 o'clock p.m. I know I sound like a broken record, but we're going to hammer that in as much as possible because we want to make sure everybody who is a fan of SCW Entertainment and all our detractors out there who definitely listen and never comment and just probably do what they do, we want to make sure you know exactly when SCW Radio is. So, guys, I want to welcome you all to the 180th edition of SCW Radio. And speaking of that, right now, if you head over to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, you can head to the 180th episode. Click there, and we are now launching our live chat. So we'll handle any questions, comments, concerns from there. Also, guys, you can call in at the live studio line at 713-955-0804. One more time, that number is 713-955-0804. So, yeah, I think that about covers everything, ways you can reach us over the next half hour. So, first and foremost, what we're going to start with is a reiteration of what we said last week, guys. SCW Entertainment will be holding a Cyber Monday sale on our DVDs. All the DVDs that are currently on the website right now, and just for everyone's, I guess, edification, what I'm going to do right now is go through that list, if I can ever get this loaded here, of what's going to be going on. Essentially, on Cyber Monday, as a lot of you know, a lot of companies do a lot of big sales on that day, online only, which, by the way, in case you don't know, will be November the 30th. Monday, November the 30th, and anything that is currently already on our website, which is, in case you don't know, scwentertainment.com, we already do have a Shop SCW tab up with a lot of excellent DVDs and such already on there, and I'm going to go there right now and just go ahead and give you guys the full list. The following are the DVDs that have been on here for a little while now: WrestleFest 6, Gold Rush 2013, Blaze of Glory 4, and Still Standing 2012. All of those DVDs right now are $10 plus $2.50 shipping. On November 30th, that Monday, Cyber Monday, all four of those DVDs will be cut in half, 50% off, only $5 for each of those DVDs. And if you haven't picked up any of those four yet, now would be a fantastic time to do so, considering 50% off. Also, that's not all we're doing, guys, coming for Cyber Monday. Also, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be dropping, for the first time ever, the DVD debut, so to speak, of Blaze of Glory 6 that emanated from the Burton Center's Miracle League field this past April, the event where I comped TJ Boss in the noggin with the SCW Heavyweight Championship. That big controversial event is dropping for the very first time on Cyber Monday. And as most of you know, whenever we release a new DVD, the price is obviously higher. We're going to only charge $7.50 for this brand new DVD. And that's only on Cyber Monday. You catch it any other time during its initial hot period, it's going to be $10. So $7.50 for the brand new. These haven't even been finished printing yet, guys. This is what I'm talking about here. This is going to be an amazing deal. With that said, $7.50, the $2.50 shipping does still apply. However, that's a fantastic deal considering, you know, it's already $2.50 off the price of a brand new SCW DVD. And that's not all we're doing for Cyber Monday, guys. Also, we will be taking pre-orders for WrestleFest 7, that DVD, due out very, very soon. We'll be taking pre-orders there at $10 a head. Obviously, no shipping until the unless you are ordering online. If you are, shipping costs still apply. Now, with that said, guys, really quickly, what we want to do is, I'm sure what everybody knew we were going to do, and we're going to talk about the big event that is coming up in less than 1 month now, guys. It is SCW Entertainment's Toys for Tots, the fifth annual Toys for Tots event. It's the one time a year where SCW Entertainment teams up with places like Toys for Tots, Salvation Army, things of that nature, to basically ensure that all kids in this area are going to wake up with something exciting under the tree for Christmas morning. And that's what we're going to do. Fifth year in a row. We're talking Saturday, December 19th. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. Bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to be back at our old stomping grounds, Cornaca Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's 29646 for those of you who are GPSing the event. And as we said earlier, admission for this event is only one unwrapped toy per entrant, all those toys being donated to Toys for Tots, Salvation Army, and any other place around the Greenwood, South Carolina area that participates in such charitable events. So with that said, let's go ahead and talk about some of the matches, which already seven huge matches announced for this event and several other attractions that are going to be going down at Toys for Tots. First and foremost, I think it would be very interesting to note, those of you who are actually at the WrestleFest event, some of you got a sneak peek, so to speak, of a very talented, very impressive magician that we had out there, a young guy who, you know, from my estimation, is extremely talented, blew my mind, blew several individuals' minds out there with some of the tricks that he was doing. He's going to be back at Toys for Tots, so that ought to be very interesting. But also, you got to think, this show is headlined by not one, but two huge main events. Of course, a traditional 30-minute Ironman match, a cage match with a lot on the line, guys. It's honestly, it's an event that it's if you ask me, it's a can't miss. Now, let's start out and let's go ahead and talk about the main events. Usually here on this broadcast, we talk about the undercard first and we kind of save the best for last, so to speak, when it comes to those main events. But even on the flyer, it's no secret, this entire event is sold on the two huge main events that are going to be going down at Toys for Tots. First and foremost, we're going to talk about the SCW Heavyweight Championship is on the line at Cornaca in a 30-minute Ironman match. Now, this is a Toys for Tots tradition. Ever since the inception of the show, we have had a 30-minute Ironman match for that SCW Heavyweight Champion each and every year. This year is going to be no different. The brand-new SCW Heavyweight Champion, Anderson Strong, who picked up that belt at WrestleFest back in October, makes his very first title defense against the very man he took that title from, Dean Richards. These two getting it on in the middle of the ring, 30 minutes, heavyweight championship on the line. Whoever has the most decisions after the 30 minutes has expired will leave the SCW Heavyweight Champion. Bear in mind, a decision can come from a pinfall, disqualification, submission, countout, you name it. Whoever has the most decisions at the end of a half hour leaves Toys for Tots, ends the 2015 year as the SCW Heavyweight Champion. Also, guys, for the very first time in the history of SCW Entertainment, a steel cage match is going down, a rematch from WrestleFest, as one-on-one inside of that steel cage, TJ Boss will face Ben Wright. Now, there's been a lot of stipulations thrown around about this match. There's been a lot said about this match. But at the end of the day, this match is for the, in my estimation at least, it's going to guide and shape the future of this company going into 2016. We've already heard from Ben Wright and TJ Boss making their wagers that the loser of this match would leave SCW. The winner would become the number one contender to the SCW tag team, the SCW Heavyweight Championship. So definitely along the line for both guys in the match. You lose, you leave, you win, you face the winner of Dean Richards, Anderson Strong in 2016. So definitely everything on the line. You've got everything to lose. You've got everything to win. It's going to be one hell of a confrontation. I'm going to be at ringside for this. Scott Pierce will be at ringside for this. And I'm sure that Brian White and Kevin Anderson will be in the mix as well. So should be very interesting to see what happens. And speaking of yours truly, let's talk about what everyone's talking about when it comes to me, and that is the fact, will Bull McBride be at Toys for Tots? And the answer to that question is, And let me preface this. I have, over the last several weeks, said that the man doesn't work here, the man shouldn't be here, and if he does, we're going to show up. We're going to press charges. But I've changed my tune. I have changed my tune, ladies and gentlemen. So you can take this for an announcement. You can take this for whatever you want to take it. I am now joining Kevin Anderson in inviting Bull McBride to Toys for Tots. That's right. Something you probably never thought you would hear me say, but you're listening to it live right here on SCW Radio. I, Sean Van, am extending you, Bull, and I know you're listening because I'm not stupid. Now I know, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I know that was you messing with me on SCW Radio over the past couple of weeks before WrestleFest. I know you're listening. And with that said, you have my invite to come to Toys for Tots. I'll hold my guys back. You come. We get in the middle of the ring. And I want to know, Bull, I want to know what your issue is with me. I want to have a face-to-face confrontation, me and you, middle of the ring, Toys for Tots. Do you have the balls for that? That's what we're going to find out at Toys for Tots. Also, the SCW Internet Championship is on the line as former tag team champions, that may have been a long time ago, guys who have had a very storied history here. These are guys who were former tag team champions, feuded with each other in separate teams for the tag team titles. How could we ever forget GPA versus the Smooth Operators? Finally, one-on-one for the Internet Championship, it is going down. Cat Daddy defends against the nefarious one, Carl Hager, at Toys for Tots. I think we saw at WrestleFest when Cat Daddy remained the Internet Champion in that four-man ladder match. Carl Hager was not exactly pleased with that, decided to get his hands on Cat Daddy even after the bell, and this one is far from over. Hager wants that Internet Championship. Cat Daddy wants to remain Internet Champion, and both have some bad blood. This one ought to be an excellent contest. Now, speaking of championships, we're not stopping there. Guys, the SCW tag team titles will be on the line, and I know what a lot of you TJ Boss fanboys and girls are thinking right now, but TJ already has a match. He has a cage match that night. Well, if you're a champion in this company, TJ being one half of the tag team champions, being interested in becoming number one contender of the heavyweight title in a cage match, he's putting his eggs in a lot of baskets, and that's something that he is going to have to deal with. So with that said, TJ Boss, alongside his tag team partner and tag team champions, Jackson Carter, will be defending those tag team titles against the individuals who won the right to call themselves number one contenders for the SCW tag team titles at WrestleFest. I'm talking about the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. These two teams are going to be mixing it up at Toys for Tots for the SCW tag team titles. And I got to tell you, I've been speaking with Ace Harris and Tony Lycan a lot here lately. I've definitely explained to them what being an individual that I'm looking for in the future of this company, you fall into one of these categories, that's something that's going to shoot you straight to the top. Because let's be honest, I've been here longer than anybody else. I've seen everybody come and go, and I know what this company needs. And I know the attitude in which you need to have to survive in this company. And I believe that maybe even for the first time, Ace Harris and Tony Lycan finally have that attitude. So we're going to see what happens when they do battle with TJ Boss and Jackson Carter. Jackson, just want to throw this one out to you. You said a while back on Facebook something along the lines of, you're glad that you have my attention. Well, I'll ask you after Toys for Tots on December 20th if you're still glad if you have my attention. Now, with that said, we move on to another championship match, guys, because all four SCW championships will be on the line at Toys for Tots. This one, very interesting. It is Storm versus Storm as Sean Storm defends the SCWX championship against Tyler Storm. Now, we saw at WrestleFest Sean Storm pulling up the upset of the, I've said century, I'm willing to say millennium here, when he defeated the 10-month reign of the 400-pound intimidation factor, Aaron McClure, as ex-champion. Now, in doing so, he has turned his back on me, he has turned his back on the people that got him to where he's at, and I have chosen a superior Storm to take that X title, to take Sean Storm's place in this company, and in my estimation, that's what's going to happen at Toys for Tots. Sean Storm, Tyler Storm, one-on-one, X-championship on the line. And, of course, guys, Mr. Smith versus Josh Ramsey, the other half of the SCW Internet ladder match at WrestleFest, are going to be getting it on in singles competition at Toys for Tots. We saw a lot of bad blood between these two at WrestleFest. These two seem to have targeted each other. Not just targeted each other, but very brutal, very violent with each other. There's obviously some kind of bad blood between the two, and we're going to let them hash it out one-on-one right in the middle of the ring at Toys for Tots. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we'd be remiss to also not talk about the newest match added to the Toys for Tots card. There is an individual by the name of Playa who has been wrestling at C4W down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This guy is now actively looking for new competition. And, you know, I just want to throw it out here. I did hear about C4W going out of business. As an owner and promoter of a company, my heart does go out to them. I know that can be a very challenging time. However, Playa is seeking other companies to apply his craft, and he's doing so, debuting at SCW Entertainment, getting into the ring with the 400-pound intimidation factor, the former SCW heavyweight champion, Aaron McClure. That is a tall order for Playa. That is one of the, you know, you spin the wheel on your debut, and you get Aaron McClure. I'm telling you, if it were me, and this is just from me, if it were me, I'd be sweating this situation, this scenario. However, we don't know much about Playa. We're going to find out a lot about him at Toys for Tots because there is no better test in this company than to put you in the ring with Aaron McClure. And with that said, I have one question as it relates to this match. Will Aaron McClure continue an unprecedented losing streak that started at WrestleFest, or will he bounce back and show our friend Playa what SCW Entertainment is all about? With that said, guys, top to bottom, huge event. I'm hearing rumors now that for the fifth year in a row, Santa Claus himself is going to be at Toys for Tots. I'm not a big fan. I think he promotes obesity in children. And that's just me. Hey, whatever. I know you kids like him. That's on you guys. But there are rumors going around about that as well. Now, with that said, that's Toys for Tots in a nutshell, guys. Going to be one hell of an event. I can say that in complete full confidence. And with that said, we're going to be jumping into the call-in portion here in just a moment. I do see I have a couple of callers already in my queue. But before we do, really quickly, guys, anytime you want to follow, friend, like, share, SCW Entertainment, you just want to check out what we're doing, you can do so at the following links and URLs. Of course, our official website can be located at scwentertainment.com. We are on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment or direct link at facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. Also, you can find us on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. We're on YouTube.com/SCW Entertainment, Instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. Each and every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., we're right here for SCW Radio at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. And of course, guys, you can find us over at Tumblr as well at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. So there you go, guys. And like I say, several other social media outlets that we are on, Pinterest, Reddit, you name it, we're there. Go to your Google search engine right now, type in the keywords SCW Entertainment, and you will have literally a litany of websites to pop up for you to choose from. So no matter what your social media site of choice is, there's no excuse why you right now, yeah, you listening, can't follow, friend, like, share, what have you, SCW Entertainment all over social media, all over the internet. Now, with that said, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and get into the call-in portion of the show. So one more time, guys, that guest call-in number, if you'd like to be a part of SCW Radio this week, is 713-955-0804. Once again, 713-955-0804. And also bear in mind the live chat is still going at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on episode 180, and you'll be there with the live chat. Now, with that said, we're going to go ahead and jump into the call-in portion of the show. So, last four digits, 0906. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, Sean. How you doing today, buddy? This your general manager, Kevin Anderson.
You know, I've been better considering you're calling in.
Yeah, I kind of figured it. I'm not going to get anywhere for you today. I'm not.
That's good.
I really ain't. Because you got enough on your plate right now as it is.
How so? How do you
I mean, you got Boomer Bride. I mean, I'm hoping he accepts my invitation to be at Toys for Tots, and the way it looks, he might just very well be there.
Well, you know what? You may have missed the beginning of this week's broadcast because I went ahead and agreed with you. For the first time in the history of us being human beings, I agree with you. I am also extending an invite to Bull McBride to be at Toys for Tots, and I'll tell you why. I think you had a great idea, Kevin. I really do. Now, you had the idea for all the wrong reasons, but you had a great idea. I've known Bull McBride longer than anybody else who's ever been a part of this company. And it's obvious, me and Bull McBride have some unfinished business. So with that said, if Bull McBride has the testicles, he can leave his wife that he likes to talk about on Facebook so much at home, get in his car, drive to Toys for Tots. That is, if she hasn't cut his battery cable like he said happened at WrestleFest 4 years ago when he dodged me, and get into the ring with me, face me, and confront me. Not with a Jason hockey mask on, not a sneak attack. I want to see him come in one-on-one, me and him in the middle of the ring. So what do you think about that, Kevin Anderson?
I think that's a good idea. Matter of fact, I got it a little bit. I mean, I like the interview more with Brian Tyson. Oh, you, Mr. Man, why can I get both of you face-to-face? And that's, you know, maybe we need to kill some tension here between y'all two. You know, you need to leave his wife out of it. It's just between you and him. Whatever problem you got with him, maybe it does need to be settled at Toys for Tots.
Hey, it's not that I have a problem with him. You don't see me showing up at his job wearing a Halloween mask and knocking him on his ass, do you? Obviously, he has a problem with me. And with that said, let's end it. This guy does not work here. He hasn't worked here in 4 years. He dodged me at WrestleFest. He was suspended for no call, no show. And little known fact, 4 years ago, at this very upcoming event, Toys for Tots, he was publicly fired for, once again, no showing. Now, what does that tell you? Because to me, it seems like he dodged me 3 matches consecutively. And now all of a sudden he's grown a set. And I want to find out what it is. I want to get to the bottom of it because he's not going to work here. He's never going to work here again. So he might as well get it out of his system at Toys for Tots. And, Bull, if you're listening, consider this my best present to you. I'm opening the door for you. Come on in.
Yes, please, Bull. Come on in because I'd like to know what's really going on here. I mean, you can't get a man fought because he had car troubles. Man, that was over, 4 years ago? I mean, yeah, I don't agree with it. Attacking you at WrestleFest, well, maybe I do, but I mean, a lot of people want to know who it is, so people have asked me who that guy was. And tell them I had no clue about who it was until recently when you said it was Bull McBride. So maybe we'll get to the bottom of it at Toys for Tots.
We're going to get to the bottom of it at Toys for Tots because if we don't, this is Bull McBride's last opportunity to be in an SCW ring, to be in an SCW building. This is his last opportunity. Whatever he's got to get off his chest, whatever he thinks he wants to do, he'll have the opportunity to try just that at Toys for Tots. And that's it. No more Bull McBride. I've known the guy since I was 11 years old, okay? This is a shoot. I've known the guy since I was 11 years old. If he has any kind of beef with me, he needs to meet me in the ring, and we need to find out what that is. Because after Toys for Tots, SCW's not going to see Bull McBride anymore. And that's just a fact.
Really?
He doesn't work here.
Really?
I'm not going to hire him.
Really?
And you,
really?
Now, let's talk about you now. Because
yeah, let's talk
after
about
WrestleFest, your co-GM is no longer co-GM anymore now, is he?
No, he's not. DJ Loss, not without a little help from your superior storm, as you want to call him. But, yeah, TJ Loss. I admit it, TJ Loss. And now I have no co-GM. I mean, that's how it goes. Yeah, you can say I'm all – maybe I am all alone. Then again, maybe I'm not.
Well, you know, with that said, I think it's very interesting to note that myself is the owner of this company. Scott Pierce is my personal assistant. And Ben Wright is your partner, one co-GM to another. And I think
yeah.
It's very interesting. And we're just waiting on you now, Kevin. We're waiting on you, man. Maybe we'll give you one more opportunity to use your brain and come on over and be a part of the future of SCW Entertainment. I'd love to have both my co-GMs on the same page, my page.
What's that for me, Sean? What's that for me to be part of your team, as you may say?
I'll tell you what. You know what, Kevin? I'm glad you asked. What's in it for you is you will no longer be a kiss-ass to these fans. You will tell them like it is, whether it's good news, whether it's bad news, whether they love you, whether they hate you. It doesn't matter. The point is, you will be respected for, if nothing else, telling it like it is. And let's not even get into the paycheck that someone like Wright or Tyler Storm would receive in comparison to the one you're getting now.
Okay. Maybe I need to think about it, you know? I'll tell you what. Let me think about it, and I'll make my decision on whether I need to be on the fan side to deal with the fans, or I need to be on the Sean bandwagon that you may see it. I will give my decision on December 19th at Toys for Tots. If you give me them weeks to think about it, I'll think about it. I'll talk it over with some people, you know, and December 19th, Toys for Tots. I'll make my decision.
Well, I tell you what. Let's get some more callers in here, and we'll continue this conversation. So, next caller, last four digits, 4037. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
How you doing, Mr. Sean Van?
You know what? I'm doing all right now that we got you here on the line. It's just not me and Kevin Anderson anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, we're being joined now by Mr. Smith, a guy who is going to be in singles competition at Toys for Tots against none other than Josh Ramsey. Now, I do have some questions for you here, Mr. Smith. We saw you pretty much target Josh Ramsey, the four-man ladder match at WrestleFest this year. That has prompted and led to singles competition at Toys for Tots. If there's anything you want to speak on about those matches or Josh Ramsey in particular, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Speaking of Josh Ramsey, let's take it back where it all started, WrestleFest, four-man ladder match. If Paul Hager and Josh Ramsey haven't stuck their nose into my business of trying to become the new internet champion, but which didn't happen. Now I target Josh Ramsey. I have no, what's the word I'm looking for Paul Hager? I have no motive for him. I've been against him plenty of times. I've been through Cat Daddy. But Josh Ramsey, you are the rising star of SCW. Like, who do you remind me? Like Seth Rollins, the architect. But he sidelined for a couple of months or so. And that's where I'm going to put you, Josh Ramsey, at Toys for Tots. One thing clear, if your brother or mother shows up, it could just end your career permanently. Or better yet, I can just take out one of your family members. But I'd rather take you out, Josh Ramsey. At Toys for Tots, just be ready to bring your A-game, because I'm going to bring my A-game definitely. Now, speaking on surprises, I know the fans and some of the people in the locker room read my message through the media of what I've been talking about Toys for Tots. Now, we know they're Santa Claus gonna be there. We know that the champion, Mean Dean Richards, gonna be there. With Santa Claus, come December 19th, I have a few words for you. And you might
now,
not
you know, that,
like
that actually,
them.
That actually brings up another point that I wanted to get to. And that is, we really haven't heard much from you since WrestleFest, especially on this broadcast, but we saw in the closing moments of WrestleFest, ever since, I venture to say almost a year ago, we've seen a loose defiance between yourself and Anderson Strong. And we saw that come full circle at WrestleFest when a chair shot met Dean Richards' skull, and that was his downfall. Anderson Strong wins the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Is there anything you want to say right now about your actions at WrestleFest in the main event?
Let's just say actions. There will be more actions to come December 19th, but like you said, the chair shot did seal Dean Richards' fate, and upcoming 2016 with Dean Richards have the guts to go on us to keep that championship around his waist? To me, I guess not. It will be around my waist, 2016. Now, I know Anderson Strong, he have a match against him, and I'm rooting for Anderson Strong. But also, I have a surprise at the end of the night for Dean Richards. I'm not going to tell you who my surprise is. Or a year ago, if you notice, there's a little talk after the match of me and Anderson Strong that y'all will see, and it will be revealed at the end of the night of Toys for Tots. So you will have an answer from a year ago come December 19th.
All right, guys. Now, with that said, we've already drifted a little bit into after call. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through and give everyone their closing thoughts and start wrapping this thing up. So we'll start with you, Kevin Anderson. Your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio.
Closing thoughts. December 19th, Toys for Tots. I will let the world know my decision whether or not to join the Sean Van team or not join the Sean Van team. And, Boo McBride, I hope you're listening. I do invite you to show up at Toys for Tots. And we'll see how things go. Until then, I'll see y'all December 19th.
All right, we'll move on to you. Mr. Smith, your closing thoughts.
Blah, 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 Kevin Anderson. Nobody don't want to hear you talk. Better yet, just leave. Now, Josh Ramsey, Santa Claus, and Dean Richards. Josh Ramsey, I hope you bring your A-can. Because like I said before, I'm definitely going to bring mine. You, the rising star, take this match against me December 19th. And as for you, Santa Claus, like I said before, I have a few words for you, but I'm not going to reveal them on this radio show, but I will reveal them to you in person, face to face. And now for Dean Richards, I have a little surprise for you. Let's see, an early Christmas present surprise.
All right, guys. Now, with that said, like everyone's been talking about, we're talking a little less than a month away now, guys. Huge event. Saturday, December 19th, SCW Entertainment presents its fifth annual Toys for Tots event. Doors are going to be opening up at 6:30 p.m. Bell time, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to be out at Cornacre Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Admission for the event is only one unwrapped toy per patron, per entrant, into this great event, and with matches like the ones we listed earlier, and we'll quickly run through them one more time. You can't miss this event. Aaron McClure, the 400-pound intimidation factor, stepping into the ring with a man making his SCW Entertainment debut, Playa. That goes down at Toys for Tots. Also, we've been speaking about this one on this broadcast, Mr. Smith one-on-one with Josh Ramsey. That one ought to be a barn burner. I believe those two are going to beat the mess out of each other after what we saw at WrestleFest. Also, Storm versus Storm. Sean Storm defends the SCW X Championship against Tyler Storm. And as we've heard Sean Storm say on this broadcast in the past, the Gold Rush privilege carries over to Toys for Tots this year, and the winner of that match has every right to interject himself into the Heavyweight Championship match later that night should he choose to. Also, the SCW Tag Team titles will be on the line in one of two TJ Boss matches, as TJ will team with Jackson Carter to defend the SCW Tag Team Championships against the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. And, of course, the Internet Championship will be on the line, as well as fan favorite Cat Daddy defends against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. Also, we've heard from Kevin Anderson on the topic. We've heard from myself on the topic. The invitation is on the table for Bull McBride to come to Toys for Tots and confront yours truly, Sean Van, if he's got the balls. Also, guys, for the first time in the history of SCW Entertainment, it is a steel cage match. The loser of this match leaves SCW. The winner of this match is the number one contender to the SCW Heavyweight Championship, TJ Boss versus Ben Wright. And I'm sure I'm going to be at ringside. Brian White, Kevin Anderson, and, of course, Scott Pierce, we're all going to be at ringside for this one. This one may be a match that, in my estimation, is the vision for the future of this company in 2016. The winner of this match, a lot of this company's future is on the line in the confines of that steel cage. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the main event, 5 years running, a Toys for Tots tradition, a 30-minute Ironman match for the SCW Heavyweight Championship as Anderson Strong defends against Dean Richards in your main event at Toys for Tots. And with that said, guys, I am Sean Van. I just want to thank everyone for calling in. Thank everyone for listening. And just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, Cyber Monday coming up here in about 9 more days, November 30th. All those great DVD deals are going to be going down on SCWEntertainment.com. For those of you who don't know, once you go to SCWEntertainment.com, you should see a tab at the top that says SCW Shop. You click that, and all those items are going to be there. They're going to be on sale, great prices, for one day only. That's November 30th. So definitely don't forget about that as well. And with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. We will all see you back next Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., same time, same place, for another edition of SCW Radio. So until then, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.